Welcome to The Point for July 25th. I'm Lauren Dzensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. With the hubbub of Robert Mueller's congressional testimony behind us, the political world has its eyes trained back on 2020. And next week, the 2020 Democrats are returning to the bright lights of the debate stage. Things will go differently than the first round, at least if things go to plan for Joe Biden. The former VP emerged from the June debates battered, from blows delivered by Kamala Harris over Biden's record on busing. Before then, Cory Booker and Biden traded barbs over race and positive comments Biden made about a segregationist senator. At the debates happening next week, on July 30th and 31st, Biden's podium will literally be sandwiched between Harris's and Booker's on stage. And less than a week out from the debate, it's clear that all sides are already itching for a fight. As Biden put it, quote, "I'm not going to be so polite this time," end quote. Biden explained his previous milquetoast debate performance was because he was overly polite in responding to Harris's criticism. He also added a shot at Harris, saying on Wednesday that it wasn't long ago that she had been eager to tie herself closely to him. Quote, "This was the same person who asked me to come to California and nominate her in the convention," end quote. Biden has also obliquely criticized Harris and others over their support of Medicare for All compared to his support for Obamacare. Harris isn't the only target for Biden. Booker has stepped up his criticism of frontrunner Biden as well on Wednesday, calling the former senator an architect of mass incarceration. Biden and his team fired back. Quote, "Cory knows that's not true, number one. Number two, you know the significant portion of the incarceration occurred before the crime bill was written," end quote. He went on to criticize Booker's record as mayor of Newark and Booker's police department's record with stop and frisk. At a week out, Biden is already making it clear he's not backing away from round two with Harris and Booker or anyone else out there. Expectation setting like this is critical ahead of a debate. And Biden, Booker, and Harris's policy trash talk means each one is getting ready to tango. This raises the stakes for each one, meaning that if the now anticipated conflict doesn't play out to their advantage, it could be devastating, even critical. Which brings us to the point. Joe Biden is setting expectations high for his next debate. It's up to him to make sure his performance matches his bluster. And that's The Point for July 25th, 2019. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, including our Sunday night campaign edition, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it on Google Home or Amazon Echo, or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.